Criminal corruption in Spain, UN Tourism SG in trouble? A Ferrari, a football club president, and the honorary consul for Georgia is Victor D'Aldama, the alleged mastermind in the Caldo case. Alleged election fraud in UNWTO, is the truth finally emerging? The Caldo case is making news these days as a multi-million-dollar criminal corruption and money laundering case involving the Spanish administration's elite, including the president's wife. It involves a multi-million-dollar scam, taking advantage of the COVID crisis to import and resell urgently needed face masks. Besides Victor D'Aldama, Caldo Garcia and Juan Carlos Cueto are some of the key figures in the plot. The current UN Tourism Secretary General is Zura Palalakashvili, the former Georgian ambassador to Spain. Palalakashvili was instrumental in getting Victor D'Aldama to become Georgia's honorable consul. Victor attended the 112th session of the UNWTO Executive Council in Georgia from 15 to September 17, 2020. Corruption and illegal manipulation allegations had been swirling around the activities of the UN Tourism Secretary even before he was first elected using questionable methods in 2017. On May 10, 2017, Atletico Madrid won 2-1 against Real Madrid at the Champions League semi-final football game at Vicente Calderon Stadium Madrid. May 10, 2017, was also the first day members of the UNWTO Executive Council met at the Melia Castilla Hotel in Madrid. The hottest issue for the council was the election of a new Secretary General. The day of the election was May 12, the last day of the Executive Council meeting. Candidate Zura Palalakashvili was a member of Real Madrid. According to his CV, he was CEO of FC Dinamo Tbilisi for 10 years, from 2001 to 2011. Dinamo Tbilisi is the leading professional football team in Georgia. Palalakashvili loves football and knows how the spirit of bonding through sports could get him closer to the people he needs to impress. As a member of the Real Madrid football team, Palalakashvili was able to do the impossible. 2 days before the election for UNWTO Secretary General in Madrid, he secured a block of tickets for this popular sold-out football game. Zurab needed African votes because Africa had already committed to his rival in the UNWTO Secretary General election, Dr. Walter Mzembe, from Zimbabwe. Georgian embassy officials in Madrid got to work and handpicked UNWTO Executive Council members to receive a free ticket for the sold-out Real Madrid football game on May 10. On May 12, these candidates were to vote for the new Secretary General. Georgian officials delivered a block of tickets to those candidates using embassy channels in Madrid. At that time, the chair of the Executive Council in Madrid was Abulfaz Garay, the Minister of Culture and Tourism of Azerbaijan. He did nothing to stop candidate Zurab from providing such tickets to African ministers who most likely voted for him the next day. A few years later, at the next election, he did it again. During COVID, Zurab made the impossible possible by manipulating the 112th session of the Executive Council to position the voting day for his second term amid the COVID crisis, preventing other potential candidates from competing. Hardly anyone was able to travel to Madrid at that time. Manipulation for the Secretary General's re-election bloomed, and there seems to be a lot more to the story. It now comes to light that the person accused of masterminding the current Caldo corruption case in Spain was attending this 112th session of the UNWTO Executive Council, most likely to pave the way for Zurab's re-election and possibly maneuver the issues currently investigated in the now ongoing criminal Caldo case in Spain. Iturbonews.com. Here is where the Globalia, Air Europe, group and its subsidiary Wakalua, a company created in March 2019, a year before the COVID pandemic, came in. It involved its linkage to the IE African Center, directed by Pedro Sanchez, the wife of the Spanish president. Three sources claim that the former director of the tourism promotion hub Globalia, Wakalua, in collaboration with the World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, had several telephone conversations at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic with Pedro Sanchez. Pedro Sanchez's wife held two private meetings with the CEO of Globalia at the company's headquarters in Pozuelo de Alarcón, Madrid, in a third virtual discussion in June and July 2020. Gomez made arrangements with the then CEO of Wakalua, Leticia Laufer, to import masks and respirators from China to Spain at the beginning of the COVID lockdown. Globalia subsidiary allegedly strengthened ties with Begoña Gómez and sponsored an event organized by the IE African Center in London. In January 2024, at Fitur, President Sanchez visits the Globalia stand and hugs its president, Juan José Hidalgo. UNWTO Secretary General Zurab Palalakashvili said in January 2020, IE Africa Center aims to revolutionize how the next generation of global executives understands African innovation, past and present. The center's vision is to promote an African-centric view of modernity and the future by partnering with African innovators and their institutions on the continent and across the diaspora to build academic content and research designed to reshape the world. The IE Africa Center collaborates with knowledge experts and thought leaders to bring the African perspective to global conversations on humanities, education, and social innovation. Thanks to the collaboration between the UNWTO and Globalia, with the inestimable support of Barabis, we have placed tourism on the innovation map, where it deserves a special position because it is at the forefront of innovative business models, supply and demand relationships, and job creation. It is one of the few sectors that grow year after year worldwide and is uniquely resilient. Iturbonews.com. In March 2020, Globalia was awarded $1.2 million for transport masks and $4.3 million for charter flights. In short, the Sanchez government injected $25 million into Globalia after Begoña Gómez posed at the airline's events. Sanchez's global sponsorship of Globalia exceeds $641 million. The UNWTO, the second sponsor, is also indebted to Sanchez. After it was renovated for 72 million euros, its Madrid headquarters received free rent. This provides Zurab with the means to finance his general assemblies and projects. The meetings between Sanchez and the head of the UNWTO are repeated. Fashion News reported, Pedro Sanchez's wife wore a satin blouse and blue jacket at the invitation of Palalakashvili, Secretary General of the UNWTO, in which world tourism trends were presented. After reading the many press stories, it becomes clear that the scam involves millions of illegal profits due to illegal markups for face masks for the people of Spain, overinflated rates for charter flights, and more.